Can you believe he says things like that? Yeah, me too. Here's Gruber.
Big rise in anti-Semitism in the United States Congress right now, by the way. We'll get to that story. Ilhan Omar's latest attacks on... latest anti-Semitic attacks that she launched on Twitter. We'll get to that. Accusing members of Congress of getting paid off to support Israel. Yeah, we'll get to that. Being condemned by Chelsea Clinton and others on the far left. You know, how far can you go astray in this far left lurch by the Democratic Party? Well, apparently go a long way because the Nancy Pelosi and others are not doing anything about it. They're just letting it go. Freshman member of Congress. Anyhow, back to where we were with AOC and why she's dangerous. And I want to get to that op-ed, but first I want to get to Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. The reason being is when you suggest maybe we should just get rid of cows because that will save the world from global warming. You know, if you're a senator from Iowa, for example, like Chuck Grassley is, it might not fly so well. Here was his response on one of the Sunday programs yesterday. Bite three, go.
It sounds to me like we have a member of the House of Representatives who kind of believes or knows this about food. Food grows in supermarkets, not on farms. And the problem we have is only 2% of the people in this country produce food and know what it takes to produce food, and the 98% don't know as much about it as they should, and you get stupid comments like that.
Yes, you get stupid comments. I just like it when you get blunt and right to the point. So there's this op-ed written by a student at Washington University who's too ignorant to repeat his name, so I'll let him be. Washington University is located in St. Louis. And it opens with, as we emerge from another bad State of the Union address from an even worse president, it seems appropriate to reflect on the young members of the ideological movement that created him. The young ideological movement that created him. Across the country at schools like ours, college right-wingers say they face social isolation because of their beliefs. The WU In Focus issue of late last semester profiled several conservative students who experienced negative social ramifications for their politics. They feel their beliefs aren't welcome on our campus, and I'd just like to say, that's fine. And then he rambles on for a while. Rather than stifling debate, dismissing unproductive conservative ideas can open up our opportunities for meaningful discussion. So rather than stifling debate, we're going to completely destroy debate with conservatives, because that'll open up room for meaningful discussion. We don't make it socially acceptable for chemists to talk seriously about alchemy, for example, he writes. Our highly regarded medical school isn't highly regarded because of its openness of using leeches to treat disease, although using leeches works really well to get rid of infection. He probably doesn't know that. Similarly, there's no reason to actively accommodate conservatives, especially fans of the present, because their ideas add little value to our discourse. Conservative ideas do not deserve equal consideration to that afforded liberal and left ideas, because conservative ideas are not equal to liberal and left ideas. Instead of wasting our time and mental energy on some right-wing argument no one really believes, we should spend time having meaningful conversations like, how can we guarantee health coverage for everyone? What is the best way to redistribute wealth? How can we mitigate climate change, a thing we all agree is a problem? There's only so much discourse to go around. We shouldn't squander any of it having a balanced discussion on should people have to die because they're poor, which apparently is what it means to these mental midgets. If you're a conservative, it means you want to kill people that are poor and old people and children and all of that, as you well know, because we're only about the profit and all we care about is ourselves. Probably a guy who thinks it's perfectly fine to terminate babies at the 40-week mark. That, however, is an illustration of why Ocasio-Cortez is so dangerous, because we have legions of ignorance milling around our college campuses that will soon be at the polling place, that will soon be in government, that will soon be embracing the Green New Deal because they are so abjectly ignorant of anything of factual substantial basis, they don't know what else to do. They just follow in like the sheep that they are. They don't ask critical questions. They don't challenge their thinking. It's all groupthink all the time. And again, that's why Ocasio-Cortez is so damn dangerous. You know, let me give you something here. speaking of dangerous and where these things end up. Of course, we've been talking plenty about the fact that New York made it legal to terminate a pregnancy up to 40 weeks. Virginia trying to do the same thing. Vermont trying to go even farther. But here's what happens when these sorts of laws are allowed to make it onto the books. New York's brand new law allowing late-term abortion has resulted in the dropping of criminal charges against a man who had murdered his pregnant girlfriend. He had murdered his pregnant girlfriend, a 35-year-old real estate broker, Jennifer Erogan, a classic pianist, professional Latin ballroom dancer, a certified spinning instructor, and a licensed Zumba instructor. She was the mother of a 12-year-old boy from a previous relationship and 5 months pregnant at the time of her death. This amazing woman's life and the life of her unborn child was cut short. They were both stabbed to death in a Queens apartment building. Her boyfriend, Anthony Hobson, turned himself in Ridgewood, New York, was arrested for that. Arrested for murder. He is also charged with murder, tampering with physical evidence, abortion because he had killed the infant, and criminal possession of a weapon. But because the new laws in New York removed abortion from the criminal code, guess what? Mr. Hobson's down to just one charge of murder. Thank you, Governor Cuomo, for making it perfectly legal to murder a woman that's 5 months pregnant, kill her child, and no crime there. Not in New York. If Virginia had its way, it'd be the same there. Same in Vermont. Same in Rhode Island. I'm sorry, my friends, but I can't sit idly by and let these things go. This is not okay. This is why this far-left ideology is so damn dangerous. You can't sit there and be quiet any further. You need to speak up and say, no, this doesn't fly. And if you talk to classical liberals, you'll find that they agree with you and they agree with me. They don't support any of this nonsense, this butchery, this barbarism. John Kennedy, please, a practicing Roman Catholic, 25 after on a Monday. The Steve Gruber Show.